Can you speak to our listeners who may be sick and in quarantine right now? What are some best practices for taking care of yourself?
Usually, you know, when people are having symptoms, one of the best things they can do is just get rest, as much rest as they need. We ask people to stay really well hydrated. A lot of times, dehydration can set in pretty easily. We hear a lot of decrease in appetite. You know, trying to eat, keep your strength up is really helpful. Any medications, things people take to treat the symptoms that they're having are okay to do as long as they're not contraindicated for other health reasons or other underlying medical conditions. But we just ask people to try to really isolate away from others in the home that maybe are not positive cases at this point. You want to stay separated and really try to protect the others around you.
For those people who are coming out of quarantine after 10 days, what are the best practices? What should people know coming out of quarantine?
Yes. So coming out of quarantine is determined off of improvement of symptoms. We know from data and research, you know, CDC guidance is that after 10 days of time, as long as symptoms have improved and that there's been no fever for 24 hours prior to that 10th day, that people can be released from isolation. They're no longer considered infectious at that point. The viral load will be low enough, if not gone from within the body, that they are not considered infectious to other people at that point in time. Symptoms may not be completely gone. Someone might have a lingering cough. Some of those body aches might linger. Fatigue is a big thing that we often see that can linger for a little bit of time, along with that sense of taste and smell. Sometimes that can be a little while before it comes back or just improves slowly. Just because those symptoms are still present and, you know, doesn't mean someone's infectious, they are okay to be released after they hit that 10 days. They are okay on the 11th day to be released from isolation and are no longer infectious.
So it's okay for people to go back to work, to rejoin their families and kind of resume activities after those 10 days?
Yes, that is. You would still recommend wearing your mask in public places and tight quarters, whether you're vaccinated or you're not, when you're in indoor locations. You can't maintain that 6 feet of distance, things like that, that, you know, continue to wear those masks. And if not vaccinated, like, really please consider to get vaccinated. It's the best protection we have.
After a case of COVID, people will not necessarily test negative. Can you say more about that?
That is true. The recommendation is that once they have that positive COVID test, that you do not receive another test for a 3-month time frame. Like I said, they know that there's, you know, the immunity for a 3-month time frame. Someone can still have a positive test for weeks out after being tested for COVID and having a positive test. And it's because the virus is still like kind of floating around in the body that it can be picked up on that test, but it's just not in volumes high enough to be considered infectious, especially if you're asymptomatic, right? So if you're not having any symptoms and you get that test, it's just felt that it's like dead virus just still shedding out of the body and it's not infectious at that point.
Well, thank you so much, Elaine.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for reaching out.